Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisparach is on Maseches Zevachim Daf Tzadik Gimel. The daf begins with a shaila of Rami Bachoma, Nitaz al Beged Tomei Mahu. What's the halacha if the dam chatos hit a beged which is Tomei? So bevasachas, with touching the beged, the dam also becomes posel. And as the Gemara explains, the shaila is that had the dam become tomei before it comes to the beged, then avada we're assuming now, like the shita of the Tanoim, the Gemara brings later on, that the halacha is that dam posel even when they had the shasa kosher. The halacha is ein tom kibus. Just here the shaila is what happens when it only becomes posel bevasachas with touching the beged. Do we consider this like tuma keduma and it has a din as if the dam was already posel before the negir to the beged, in which case the din would be ein oton kibus? Or do we say that tuma ba'isoisha, we say that we've done it as if it's dam kosher which touches the beged, in which case the din would be it's chayv kibus? The mitzvah eson over here in his agos brings the Gemara later on of Tzadik Chesmud base. But there the Gemara clears the shaila, what's the halacha if you have a beged where first it was touched by a dam oila, and therefore the dam of the oila now was nivla into the beged, and only afterwards did the dam chatos come on top of the dam oila? And the Gemara explains, the two tzadim of the shaila are, is the chi of kibus because of negia or because of blia? If we say the chiyuv kibus is because of negiah, then since the dam chatos touches the beged, then there's a chiyuv kibus. Whereas, if we say the chiyuv kibus is only because we need to have the dam chatos to be balua in the beged, since over here the beged was first nivla with the dam oila, so it's now saturated with the dam oila, there's no more room anymore to accept any more dam chatos, and therefore the dam chatos isn't balua in the beged, and therefore will no longer be a chiyuv kibus. And the maskana of the Gemara over there is that Rava says that we need to have a blia. And therefore, in that case, when you have first dam oila and then dam chatos, there will not be a chiyuv kibus. If so, asks the mitzvah eson, we learn from the Gemara over there that the chiyuv kibus isn't chal b'shas negia, because negia itself isn't machayev kibus. It's only chal b'shas blia. And if so, why does the Gemara over here seem to say that when you have nitaz al beged tomei, then bevasachas we have the dam being mekabel tuma and the chiyuv kibus being chal? L'chayra, since the chiyuv kibus is only chal b'shas blia, that's l'chayra a later stage in time than the chiyuv than negia. And if so, it should come out that every time dam touches a beged tomei, first it becomes tomei, because the tum is chal b'shas negia, whereas the chiyuv kibbos is only later on. And if so, it should always have a din of tumah keduma, and it's never a case of tumah b'vasachas. So why does our Gemara seem to say that when it's nitaz al beged tomei, the shaila is because it's b'vasachas, the chiyuv kibbos, and the tumah sadam? The tumah sadam always comes slightly before the chiyuv kibbos. So the mitzvah based on, because of this kasha, says that Baal Korchach we're going to have to say that it's Machloikus Amiroim, and Rami Bachoman of Chista over here argue with Rava later on. And Rami Bachoman of Chista, they're assuming that the Chiyuv Kibbos is also B'Shas Negia. And that's why they're saying that the Chiyuv Kibbos and the Tumas Adam is happening B'Vasachas. Whereas Enochanama, according to Rava and Aftzadi Chesmut Beis, who takes on the Chiyuv Kibbos is only Chal B'Shas Blia, according to him, this Shaila would never be relevant, because the Tumas Adam is always be slightly before the Chiyuv Kibbos on the Beged. And with this, the Mitzvah Eson suggests to answer the Shver Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Ches Mais Akrobonis Halacha Tes, the Rambam paskens that Nitaz al Beged Tomei, the Halacha is Ein Tzorech Kibbos. And the Kesef Mishnah is Matmiya. And he says he doesn't understand, because the Chayyim now Gemara, as we see further down the Omud, the Gemara says that this Shaila of Rami Bachoma ought to be toluy on the Machlokes Rebbe Elezer and the Rabbanon. Rebbe Elezer, who says that Mei Chatos Shenitmu are still Matayr, and then the Gemara explains that's because he holds that every Mei Chatos we learn just like you can be Mazeh on a Nidah, despite the fact that as you being Mazeh, the Mei Chatos is Makabel Tuma. From here he learns, so who adin when the Mei Chatos became Tomei before the Azor? And as the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Elezer, we learn Tuma Keduma from Tuma Bois Asha. Whereas the Chachamim argue and they say no, one can't compare the two. Tuma Bois Asha is much better than Tuma Keduma, and that's why Tuma Keduma Mei Chatos Shenitmu become Tomei and Apostle for Azor. Whereas Tuma Bois Asha is different. And as Rashi explains, that this machlekes for blessing the Rabbanon has a ramification when it gets to kibbutz, because according to Rabbi Elazar, that says that we compare tumah keduma to tumah dois yeshar. Hu adin, the same will apply when we have the dam which was nitaz on the beged tomei, and bevas achas, you have the tumas habeged, the tumas adam, and the chiyuv kibbutz on the beged, the din is going to be that it will be part from kibbutz, because we're done tumah bois yeshar like tumah keduma, and we consider this dam as if it became tomei before it hit the beged. And therefore, ain't on kibbutz. Whereas the Chachamim, they say that one can't compare the two. And therefore, the din over here is that since it's tumah dois yeshar, there will be a chiyuv kibbutz. And therefore, asks the Kesef Mishnah, surely if we have a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon, yochid v'rabim malachik rabim, so we should pass them like the Chachamim, and there should be a chiyuv kibbutz. And not only that, the maskan the Gemara brings a shit of Rava, who according to Rava, everybody holds that tumah dois yeshar is chayuv kibbutz. So how is it that the Rambam paskins that it's ainoy ton kibbutz? And the Kesef Mishnah brings that the Rikurkus also tries to answer and to matchik different tirutzim until his final maskon is when has to magia the Rambam, and instead of einu ton kibbutz, the Rambam should say chayv kibbutz. So it's a big doichik in the Rambam. Says the Mitzvah Eison that according to how he's understanding that there's a machloikus asugyas, then it's very good. Because since the Rambam later on in Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam brings the psak of Rava from the Tzadik Chesamot Beis, that we go that the Chiyuv Kibbutz is not Chal B'Shas Nagia, only later B'Shas Bliya. If so, according to Rava, then the whole Shail of Rami Bachom isn't relevant. Because as we said before, and the whole Shail of Rami Bachom is only when the Chiyuv Kibbutz and the Tumas Adam is Chal B'Vasachas. Whereas according to Rava, since the Chiyuv Kibbutz is only Chal B'Shas Bliya, whereas the Dam is Nitma B'Shas Negia, so if so, it's always going to be Tumah Keduma. And by Tumah Keduma, everybody agrees the halacha is that it's Einu Ton Kibbutz. And that's why even over here in the Gemara seems to be titled to Machlokes of Blessed Rabbon. On, that's only because the Gemara is assuming that the Chiyuv Kibbutz is Chal B'Shas Negia, in which case the Chiyuv Kibbutz and the Tumas Adam is Chal B'Vas Achas, and Tumas Ois Yashar, the Chachamim hold, is Chayv Kibbutz. But according to the Maskona and the Tzadik Ches, the Rava says that every time when the Dam is Negia Beged Tomei, then the Tumas Adam is always before the Chiyuv Kibbutz, because the Chiyuv Kibbutz is only Chal later B'Shas Blia. If so, the Dim will be that the Dam is possibly before the Negia, and it's Tumah Keduma, and therefore it's Einu Ton Kibbutz. And that's why the Rambam paskens like Rava that it's Einu Ton Kibbutz. And this same halakh is also brought in the Chok Nosan in the name of the Merkevus HaMishnah. But the Stipend and Simon Lamud Ches and Kilis Yaakov says it's a doichik to go and say that the whole sugya over here is Shalai Alibidah Hilchasa, and he brings that the Chaznish also didn't want to accept that to say that our Gemara doesn't shtim with the Rav later on the Tzadik Chesmond Beis. And the Chaznish adds and he says that the same Rav on Tzadik Chesmond Beis also seems to express his opinion in our sugya, and it's mashma that he's moedet to Rav Chista that there is a relationship, there is a connection between the sugya of Kibbutz Adam and Tumah Dois Yashar. That means he's also moedet that when Dam is nitaz on a beged tomei, that would be considered Tumah Dois Yashar. Whereas according to the Mitzvah Eison, according to Rava, that's never negia, because every time the Dam is negia and beged, it's always Tumah Keduma. And because of this, the Chaznish argues with the Mitzvah Eison, and he says that even according to Rava and the Tzadik Chesamud Beis, that holds that it's Tolem and Bliya, still when Dam Chatos is nitaz on a beged tomei, it's still considered a Vasachas. And the reason is, says the Chaznish, because for Bliya, it doesn't mean we need to go and have the dam first to be negea and then to be nivla. Every single time the dam touches the beged and the beged gets dirty from the dam, that in itself is considered bliya. And therefore bliya and negea always come b'vas achas. It's only over there in the case where the beged was already b'lea dam oilo, and therefore when the dam chatos now touches the beged, the dam chatos doesn't have any hashpa on the beged, because it doesn't make it dirty, it's because the beged is ready completely balua and saturated the dam oila. Only over there would there be enough kemina that the dam chatos wouldn't be mechayev kibbutz, because since the beged is ready balua with dam oila and the dam chatos isn't adding anything to the dirt of the dam on the beged, that's where we have enough kemina that there's only negia and no blia. But whereas in the regular case, when the dam chatos touches the beged, the negia and the blia happen mamash b'vasachas, and that's why our Gemara goes even according to Rav Dav Tzadik Chesamud Beis, and with this the Chaznish answers the Mitzvah Eison's kasha, and why our Gemara considers the negia of dam and a beggar tome is considered tumah da'isoy shah because the chiyuv kibus and the tumas adam are happening mamush bevas achas. The Gemara continues and the Gemara brings the brisa where Rabbi Elazar learns that since we find that we can be mazeh on a nidah, and despite the fact that she is tomei, still the hazor is matar her. From here we learn that mechatos shenitmu are kosher for hazor. Now the Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz over here in his Agos asks that why do we have to bring a raya from a nidah? Why don't we bring a raya from every single time one is mazeh, the mechatos on a tmei meis, when one is mazeh b'shlishi and b'shvi? So even though b'shvi, l'chayra, the minute you're mazeh, then he becomes tor, but al-koponim, the hazor which you do on the tmei meis b'shlishi, he still remains tomei afterwards. And nevertheless, we see that even though the mechatos, which is touching the tmei meis at the time when the hazor on the shlishi, he is tomei, and still the hazor works. So why do we have to go to a very far-fetched case when you're being hazor on a nidah? Talk about every single time when you're mazeh on a tmei meis. And Rabbi Elazar Moshe answers and he says, one could have brought the raya from Tmei Meis, just the Gemara preferred to bring a raya from a nidah who her tumah is very chamur. Because whereas a Tmei Meis is only metami b'mago, a nidah is metami b'mago, b'masa, and behesed. And despite the fact she has such a chamur diga tumah, nevertheless the hazar works. From here, this was the best raya the Gemara could bring to see that even a tumah chamura, and one can still be mazeh, from here this would be a raya that mechata shenitmu akosh v'azah. But the other achronim, the Eilei Shleima, and the Rosh Samech as well, in Perik Ches Halacha Tes and Ma'aseh Rabbanus, they say that the reason why there's no raya from Tmei Meis is because since it's a gzeiras hakosuv to go along and do the hazan on Tmei Meis, so you haven't really got an option. And it's a b'hachi chayv rachmana, the Torah says that this is the way to do hazor, by doing hazor on a tmei meis, and therefore from here we wouldn't be able to bring a raya as to what the din would be, a mechata shenitmu, because maybe over here it's exeris akosu, this one how one does hazor. But when you're doing hazor on a nidah, that's not the regular case of hazor. And still the halach is, you can go along and be mazor on a nidah, that's a good raya, that even though the mechatas are tomei from the nidah, and still one can do hazor, from here Rebbe Elazar brings his raya, that mechata shenitmu are kosher for hazor. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings that L'chatchila Rabba understood Pshatin Rebbe Elazar's din, that Meichat al-Shenitmu al-Matayr, he learned this from Nida, and Rabba explains that the reason why Nida is a good Mekor for this din is only because Rebbe Elazar's understanding, like his Rebbe Rebbe Kiva, who holds that Meichatos Sheheviru Al-Gabi Mokum Tomei are becoming possible, and that's why every time you do Hazan and Nida, before the Hazor actually gets to the Nida, it first goes over her slightly. So the Mechatas already became Tomei, before it was Noga and the Nida, and yet the Halacha is its Metahir. From here we learn that every Mechatas Shinitmu are also Koshif Hazor. And the Mekoyer of Rebbe Kiva is a Mishnah in Parah Perek Yud, where there Rebbe Kiva says, if somebody's standing next to a Tanur, where inside this Tanur there's a Sheretz, and on the other side of the tanur is the login, is the jar which contains the meichatos, and he passes the login over the aver of the tanur, then there's an achloikas, and Rebbe Kiva says the halach is that the login now becomes tomei. So Rashi explains that this tremendous chiddush that we find, that meichatos can become a kabel tumah even without any negia, and it wasn't inside the tanur, it was above the tanur, so how to become tomei? Says Rashi, this is a maila in chatos. This is a special chumrah which we find by Meichatos, as we know in Maseches Chagiga and Perek Gimel. The Mishnah tells us about many chumras there are in Meichatos. So here's another one, that Meichatos is metame, being in the aver of a dover tomei, even not on the oil ameis, even on a regular sheretz, it's also metame the Meichatos me'aviroi. Now Rabbi Kveig understands in Rashi, the Rashi is saying that it's a maile midrabanon. That's the Pashtus, the Lashon Rashi. And he asks, if so, if this din is only midrabanon, if so, how can Rebbe Elazar bring a raya that Meichatos Shenitmu, which are Nitmu Minat Torah, are Koshif Hazor, and he brings a raya from Nida, which you can imaze on her, since by Nida, the whole issue with the Hazor is only Midrabanon. Because Minat Torah, even if the Meichatos goes over the Nida and the Avra of the Nida, it's not Tomei. It's only Midrabanon that we have this Maile Ba'alma, which is Metame the Meihazor, as it goes over the Nida. And therefore, how can a Belez being a raya from the Meichatos, which goes over a Nida, which is only a Psul Midrabanon, to Meichatos Shenitmu, which is Tumah Deraisa? That's when B'Kveig asks on Rashi. Now the Achrenim tell us that by Mechatos we find a very unique halacha which we don't find anywhere else, and it's learned from the pasuk of V'hinichoi b'mokim toir, which tells us that besides for the regular Kabbalah's Tumah which we find by everything, but by Mechatos there's a special halacha which tells us that the Mechatos must be munach in a mokim toir. Whereas if somebody's maniach the Mechatos in a mokim tomei, even in such a way where the mechatos weren't mekabel tumah, for instance, you put it into a tanur which is tzomit posel, into a klichez which is tzomit posel, which normally the halacha is that tzomit posel is matzil from tumah, but mechatos won't help because it's still not considered v'nichoy b'mokim toir. And from here, they say that we see that just being munach in a mokim tomei is also a problem by mechatos. So if so, says Rav Michael Feinstein, maybe this is what Rashi means when Rashi says, "My lohi lemeichatos." He doesn't mean to go and say it's a din de medrabonon. He means it's a din de reisa, but he means this milo that we find, that even without having a kabbalas tumah in the regular way, but the meichatos can become possible for merely being munach in a mokim tomei, that's a milo in meichatos. And that's what Rabbi Elazar says, since we find when you're mazeh on a nido, and as the minido goes over the nido, those maim are now becoming tome. Why? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, who every time mechatos goes, even in the aven, it's going in the middle of going over the tanur, it's still considered munach in a mokim tome. So to over here, the mehazor, as it's going over the nidah, already becoming possible because they were munach in a mokim tome. From here, Rabbi Elazar says, and yet the kashav hazor, so to every time mechatos shenitmu, which is also a psul, are also kosher for hazor. And that's the Rav of the Gemara. So when Rashi says Milo, it doesn't mean Milo Midrabanan, it means Milo Midraisa. It's a Milo Midraisa, but it's in this din of Hinich Lamokim Toir is only to be found by Mechatos and nowhere else. The Gemara continues at the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara brings a machlokes, what's the halacha, the gabi dam chatos, which had a shas hakosher, is it chayv kibus or einu tom kibus? And the Gemara says that Reb Shimon holds the din is that you're potter from kibbutz, and Reb Akiva says you're chayav kibbutz, and the Gemara explains that the shirish of the machlokes is, because really we have two psukim, we have one pasuk midomo, dam ksheira v'loy dam psula, and there's another pasuk of oisa, so Reb Shimon uses one pasuk for loy oisa lo shas hakosher, and the second pasuk of oisa to be mechadash, even if it had a shas hakosher, it's still potter from kibbutz. Whereas the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva uses the pasuk of Oisa for a different din. It's coming to teach us that Truma is potter from the din of Meriko Shtifa. And therefore, now he doesn't have the second pasuk available for Shas HaKosher. And therefore, that's why he holds that every Dam Chatos which once had the Shas HaKosher is Chayev Bekibus. So asks the Gemara, why doesn't Reb Shimon need the pasuk of Oisa for Truma too? Says the Gemara, that's because Reb Shimon holds that even Kachim Kalim, he has a Xeris Akosuv, he has a drasha to tell us that you're potter from Mariko Shtifa. And if really Kachim Kalim, you don't need Mariko Shtifa, Kolshkein Truma. And therefore he doesn't need the pasuk of Oisa for that. And that's why it's available according to Reb Shimon to teach you that even Dam Chatos, which had a Shas HaKosher and is now apostle, is still potter from Kibbutz. The Rambam paskens in Perik Ches Ma'is Akrabanus Halacha Gimel. The Rambam paskens that Dam Chatos Bein Hoysol Hashas Akosher or Bein Shaloi Hoysol Hashas Akosher Ein Domo Ton Kibbutz. Now the Lech Mishnah asks that Lefi what we see now Gemara, if you hold like the Shita of Reb Shimon that there's no Chiv Kibbutz even by Shas, when it had a Shas Akosher, that can only be because Reb Shimon holds the Gabbai Mariko Shtifa that Kochim Kalim don't need the Mariko Shtifa, and that's why he doesn't need the Pasuk to go and tell you the Din of Truma. So he asks that the Rambam himself paskins that Kochim Kalim do need Mariko Shtifa, and if Kochim Kalim do need Mariko Shtifa, then Oibazoi Lachayru should come out that he should require now the Pasuk of Oisa to teach you that Truma doesn't need Mariko Shtifa. So how is it that the Rambam has this Pasuk available to go and teach you the din that Dam which had a Shas HaKosher is potter from Kibbutz? Since he holds that Kachim Kalim need Mariko Shtifa, so now the Gemara's Mavua that he ought to hold that Rabbi Akiva that the Pasuk of Oisa should not be available to go and tell you the din of Oisa Shas HaKosher. So the Lech Mishnah answers and says that really the Gemara over here, when the Gemara brings the Braisa says like this. The Braisa begins and says, Tani Rabbonon, Midoma, Midam Ksheira, Vele Midam Psula. And then the Braisa continues and brings the Shittas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. So Rashi understands that this Akdoma is really just telling us where we learn it from the Torah. And then Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon are coming to be Mefarish, the introduction of the Braisa.
Says Lech Mishnah, the Rambam understood that there's really three shittas going on over here. And the Tani Rabbanu Midamu Midam Ksher V'Lo Midam Psula, that's the shitta of the Tanakama. And the Tanakama holds that from this one pasuk of Midamu, which Mamayat Dam Psula, it's from the same pasuk of Mamayat all Psulim. Bein Hoy Solosh HaSakosha and Bein Lo Hoy Solosh HaSakosha. And there's no need for a second pasuk to be Mamayat Hoy Solosh HaSakosha. Now Rav Shimon Rabbi Akiva then comes along and Rabbi Akiva says, no, from this one pasuk one can only be Mamayat such Dam which never had the Shas HaKosha. And Rabbi Shimon also agrees to Rabbi Akiva on this point. The Hindu says, I have a second pasuk, I have a pasuk of Oysa. But the Tanakama holds that we can be Mamayat both from this one pasuk. And therefore, says the Lech Mishnah, the Rambam paskens over here like the Tanakama, and he holds that from the pasuk of Midoma, we can be Mamayat Bein Hoy Solosh HaSakosher and Bein Lo Hoy Solosh HaSakosher. And therefore, that's why it's not a steer to what the Rambam holds the Gaba Mariko Shtifa. Because even though he needs the pasuk Oysa to be Mamayat Truma, like it's Mavur now Gemara, but it's still he can learn out from the pasuk of Midoma to be Mamayat even Hoy Solosh HaSakosher. And that's because he paskens like the Tanakama. So says the Lech Mishnah. Just we need to understand what's the shirish of this machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon as to whether we can learn out from one pasuk both Hoysol Hashas HaKosha and Loyosol Hashas HaKosha. Why is it that the Tanakama seems to be able to learn from this pasuk both, whereas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon seem to require a second pasuk? So Rabbi Leib Malin in Simon Lamed explains, according to the Chakira we mentioned yesterday, he has a Chakira. In this Gzeres HaKosov which we learn with Doma, V'lo Yidam Psula, one can understand that it's a Xeris HaKosov, which tells us that any damn postal, that itself, that it's postal, is Mafkiya the Chiyuv Kibbus. The other time is to go and say that really we learn the Gemara after the Mishnah, we have a postal which says, Asher Yazeh, Prat L'She'einoi Ro L'Azor, that all damn which isn't Ro L'Azor is Potter from Kibbus. Says Rebleib, the other time is to go and say that the Gedder of the Xeris HaKosov is Midomo is telling us that damn Psula is also considered Einoi Ro L'Azor. And once it's Eino Roi La'azor, that's why it's not Chayav Kibbus. So one side is because it's Dam Posel. The other side is to go and say that Dam Posel is only a way of making Eino Roi La'azor. And the Nafkamin he said was, what's the din if you had Dam Posel, which was Olo L'Roish HaMizbeach, but now since it's Olo L'Yeridu, so now it does have a din Hazor. So if we're going to learn the reason, the gather of the Gzeres HaKos of Midoma is to go and say Dam Posel is Eino Ton Kibbus, so even L'Roish HaMizbeach, it's still Dam Posel, and therefore the din would be Eino Ton Kibbus. And that's how the Brisker Rav understood. The other side is to go and say that, no, if the Geder is only to make it Eino Ro L'Azor, so now there was Olo L'Roish HaMizbeach, and now it's Chalon a new Din Hazor, then even though it's possible, but since the Psul is only a way of making Eino Ro L'Azor, now that it's Roish HaMizbeach, and it's Ro L'Azor, the Din will be, it'll be Chayav Kibbus. Says the Lech Mishnah, that's the Machlok so here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon were understanding that the gather of the pasuk Midoma is just to make it Einoi Roi Lahazor. If it's to make it Einoi Roi Lahazor, then it's Taka two stages. Because had we only had one pasuk, one may have said that only applies to such dam which never had a din Azor. In other words, it was Lo Hoysel Lo Shas HaKosha. So since it was Lo Hoysel Lo Shas HaKosha, that's considered Einoi Roi Lahazor. But to go and tell us that even Dam which had a Shas HaKosha, say it once had a Din Azor, maybe since it once had a Din Azor, it's still considered Roi Lahazor. For that we need another pasuk of Oysot to go and tell us that even that, according to Reb Shimon, is considered Einoi Roi Lahazor. Whereas the Tanakam understood that the gather of the Gzeres HaKos of Midoma is to go and tell us that Dam Posel is Einoi Ton Kibbus. Nothing to do with it, whether it's Roi La'azor, Einoi Roi La'azor, even Brosh HaMizbeach, since it's his damn postal, the din is that it's Einoi Ton Kibbus. Says Reb Leib, if the Gzeres HaKosov is that damn postal is Einoi Ton Kibbus, in the psul, there's no nafkamina between whether it was a Roi, it was had the Shas HaKosher, never had the Shas HaKosher. If now this damn is damn postal, its history as to whether it had once a Hechsher or not is irrelevant. Right now, it's possible we have a Gzeres HaKosov which says that it's Einoi Ton Kibbus. In the Gzeres HaKosov of Psul, there's no mokoim to differentiate between Hoysel Lo Shas HaKosher and Lo Yisel Lo Shas HaKosher. And that's why the Tanakama holds that from the Pasuk of Midoma we might all dams, both Hoysel Lo and Lo Yisel Lo Shas HaKosher, and he doesn't require a second Pasuk. And that's how the Rama paskens. And since the Rama paskens at the Tanakama, like the Lech Mishnah says, that's why it's not a stira to what the Rama holds, the Gaba Mariko Shtifa. The Meshech Chochma in Parashat Tzav, Perek Vov Pasuk Chof suggests another teretz down to the Rambam. And he says that even though now the Gemara's mashma, the Reb Shimon, who says that even Hoysa Leshas HaKoyches Einu Ton Kibbus, and he requires a second Pasuk of Oysa, but in the Teras Kohanim in Tzav Perek Vov Pasuk Halacha Aleph, there the Teras Kohanim darshens from Idoma, according to Reb Shimon, to Pater, even Hoysa Leshas HaKoyche from Kibbus. And it's mashma that there's no need for a second Pasuk. And the same says the Meshech Chochmah, we find in Teras Kohanim, Legabe the Din of Mariko Shtifa, where the halacha is that a keli which was boilea the tam of besar kochim requires mariko shtifa, but only bas which is roil achila, but a bas which is posel is einu tam mariko shtifa. And there as well, we have a machloikus there between Reb Shimon and Reb Yaakov, and Reb Shimon says that we learn that even bas which had a shas akosha is also potter from mariko shtifa. And a third time is in Tosefta in Maseches Psochim, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, where there the Tosefta is being done the halacha of the Issaf to be shoyver the atzomos of a Korban Pesach, Yoyver a lav. And there also, it's only about Pesach Kosher, but a Pesach Posel is no lav. And there as well we have a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yaakov, and Reb Shimon says, even a Korban Pesach, which had the Shas HaKosher, still the halacha is, there's no Issaf Shviras HaTzomos. So we find three times where Reb Shimon and Reb Yaakov have a machlokes, and each time Reb Yaakov says that it's only when it was Leos or Shas HaKosher, but Hoyo Shas HaKosher has a din of kosher. And Reb Shimon says, even Hoyo Shas HaKosher, the halacha is, we're done it like a posel, and therefore there's no din kibbul, no din Mariko Shtifa, and no Isav Shviras Atomis HaPesach. Says the Meshech Chochmah, the common denominator of all these three are that Reb Shimon understands that even Hoyol Shas HaKosher, since now the Korban is Posel, we look at this Psul as if it was always Posel, and therefore there's no Nafkemina Bechlal between Hoyol Shas HaKosher and Hoyol Shas HaKosher. And that's why in all these three Makoros, Reb Shimon doesn't require a second Pasuk, and it's from that one Pasuk that he's Mamayit both. Aye, why is it that in the Gemara over here, by us in Zvachim, we find that Reb Shimon requires a second Pasuk of Oysa to teach us that even Hoyo Leshas HaKosher is Einu Ton Kibbus? Says the Meshech Chochmah, that's because we find in the beginning of Mizbeach Mekadosh, where there the Gemara is done, Legabe the din of Olol Yeridu, that all the psulim which were Olol Roish HaMizbeach, Olol Yeridu. And there as well we have a machlokes. According to Gamliel, we say that the din of Olol Yeridu applies to all the psulim, Bein Hoyol Shas HaKosher and Bein Loy Hoyol Shas HaKosher, whereas Rabbi Shua over there argues, and Rabbi Shua says that from one pasuk we would have only learned that such a psul which was Hoyol Shas HaKosher, there we would say Olol Yeridu, but a psul which was Loyol Shas HaKosher, which was never once kosher, had we not had the second pasuk, we wouldn't know that over there too we say Olol Yeridu, and it's only because of the second pasuk that's how we're marbe that even Loyol Shas HaKosher we say Olol Yeridu. Says the Meshech Chochmah that here we find that according to Gamliel, he holds there is no nafkamina between Loyol Shas HaKosher. Once the thing is posel, then there's no nafkamina, it's all the same. It's only Rabbi Yeshua who he holds as a nafkamina. And therefore he says, the Torah's Kohanim and the Tosefta Psochim, who doesn't require a second posel, that's going according to the Shittah from Gamliel, who according to the Shittah from Gamliel, there's no nafkamina between Hoyola and Hoyola Shasa Kosher. And whenever you mamait either kibbus, mariko, shtifa, or shvirat asomis pesach, it's mamait anything which is posel. Bein Hoyola Shasa Kosher, bein Hoyola Shasa Kosher. Just like Rabbi Gamliel is marbe the din of Olol Yeridu, to all psulim, without differentiating between hoyoloi or loyoloi shas hakosher. Our Gemara, which says that we require a second pasuk, is because the Gemara is trying to go even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who Rabbi Yeshua is mechalek legab the din of olol yeredu, and he holds there's a difference in the kedusha, a difference in the darg of psul between loyoloi shas hakosher and hoyoloi shas hakosher. It's only according to him that our Gemara is matzrich the pasuk of Osa to tell us that even Hoyoloi Shas HaKosher is also Einu Ton Kibbus. But the Rambam, who the Rambam goes like the Makoros and Teras Kohanim, like the Pashtus, that once we have a miut of Midomo, that's Mamait, Bein Hoyoloi Shas HaKosher and Loi Hoyoloi Shas HaKosher. And that's why the Rambam still has the Pasuk of Oysa available to go and be Mamait, Truma, from Mariko Shtifa. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah tells us that Nitaz Min HaKeren Einu Ton Kibbus. If the Kohen did the Hazor on the Keren, and afterwards the dam went from the Keren onto a Beged, the halacha is this dam is Einu Ton Kibbus. And the Gemara and the Braisa learns from the Pasuk of Ashayuza, Prat lo zeh shekva huzo, that only dam which is still waiting for Hazor is Ton Kibbus, whereas this dam has already been Mekayim its Hazor. From here we learn from a Pasuk that it's Einu Ton Kibbus. Rabbi Aaron Shiorin brings a kasha from the Brisker of, It's mashma in the Gemara that we need a pasuk to be mamait that once the dam comes to the keren, that it's einu tam kibus. Asks the Brisker Rav, we know the klal is einu chodovah shenasis mitzvah so umealim boy. Whenever you makayim the din of the kodshim, then there's no longer din meila. And if so, over here, since you've already done the hazar and the keren, why do I need a pasuk to go and tell me that there's no din kibbutz? It's pashut. Once you did the hazar, so it's nasim mitzvah. So if it's nasim mitzvah, so there's no din meila. If there's no din meila, so there's no din dam chatos. So you know it's pashut. There's no chiv kibbutz. And why do we need a pasuk? L'chayr this pasuk of Ashayaz, the Prat Lezeshik Vahuza, is unnecessary, because even without the Pasuk, we would know there's no Chiyuv Kibbutz. So ask the Briskerov. Now, L'chayra, even though the Briskerov asks it in a Nusach that we don't need the Pasuk, but we find the Gemara in the Flamatesim of Dalaf, the Gemara says that from this Pasuk, we learn as well that after Yom Akayim the Hazar, then even the Dam Sheba Kois, which still needs Shvich HaShiraim, is also not Ton Kibbutz. Now the dam sheba kois isn't yet nas mitzvosoi because you still have to do shvicha shiraim, and therefore even though you may not need the pasuk for dam sheba keren, but the dam sheba kois which still awaits shvicha shiraim, for that you need the pasuk to go and say that prat lo zeh shekva huzo, since from this mizrok you've already done hazar, therefore the dam sheba kois, even though it's not nas mitzvosoi, is also in iton kibbutz. So we surely need the pasuk. Just the Brisker Rav was asking the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa is mashma. We learn from the Pasuk that it's Nitaz ala Keren, there it's Shveh. Why do you need a Pasuk for Nitaz ala Keren? Nitaz ala Keren is already Nas Mitzvah Soy. So Rav Chaim in Stenzlach, printed in Tmur of Lama Dalet, there Rav Chaim says that even though the Klal of Ein Lechotova Shenas Mitzvah Soy, Umayalimboy teaches us that once you're Makayim, the din of the Dam, or the din of the Kodshim, there's no longer din Me'ila. Says Rabbi Chaim, that's only a local halacha for Hilchas Me'ila. Only as far as Kodshi Hashem, there do we go and say, once you did the Zrika with a dam, then this dam has no longer a din of Kodshi Hashem, and therefore there will no longer be a din Me'ila. But as far as other halachas, even after it's Nas Mitzvah, it still has dinim. And therefore, according to this, says Rabbi Chaim, that's why over here, even after you did the Hazar and the Keren, and the Chanami, as far as the Kedusha of the dam, there's no longer Kedusha, and there's no longer Me'ila, but there's still a din of dam chatos, and that's why even after you did the hazar and the keren, there would still have been a havamina to maybe say that if the dam were to go from the keren onto a beged, it's still dam chatos, because dam chatos isn't taller than hilchos meila, and we would have had a havamina to go and say that should be torn kibbutz. For that, the gemara has to go and bring a pasuk, to go and say that even a gabe hilchos kibbutz, once you've already done the hazar, it's no longer torn kibbutz. The Gemara continues on the top of Amud Beis, and the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah says there's only a Chiyuv Kibbutz on such dam which is Roi LaHazar, that's coming to be Mamait when you're Makabul Pochos Mechdei Azoya B'chli Zeh, or Pochos Mechdei Azoya B'chli Zeh, where there the din is that the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah Psula, and the dam is not Roi LaHazar, and therefore it's Eino Ton Kibbutz. Rashi explains that we're talking about over here the Chatois HaPnimiyos. And Rashi in Menachos Dav Zayin Amud Beis elaborates and says that since by the Chatois HaPnimiyos we know that the din is to do seven Hazois on the Pereches HaKodesh, so if you were makabel in one keli the shir of Gimel Hazois and another keli the shir of Dalad Hazois, so you have both kelim together give you the full shir of the seven Hazois, that's considered Pochos Mechdei Hazoya, and in each one of these Kabbalas is possible. So the Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toide explains that Avad, when Rashi says Chatois HaPnimiyos, of course this din is relevant as well by all Korbanos. Just by all Korbanos, where the halach is, that's one Matana which is Me'akev. So there the din is, if you're Makabel in one Keli Pochos from one Hazar, that's when it's going to be Negev, this din. But Rashi is trying to tell us that by Chatois HaPnimiyos, even though you're Makabel in each Keli more than a Sheh Hazoya, still, since the din is to go and do all seven Hazoyos, so you're going to have to be Makabel all seven Hazoyos in one Keli. And why did Rashi choose Chatois HaPnimiyos? Even Chatois HaChitzonios, there also the din is that they're toned Dalad Matonos al Arba Kronos. So there as well, Rashi could have said if you're Makabel two in one keli and two in another. That's because only by the chatois apnimiyos, where all the matonos are ma'akev, that's why we look at the matonos as being one big matona of seven matonos. And when you makabel pochos, then all seven, it's considered pochos mechde hazoya. Whereas by the chatois achitzoino, where they're only matona achas men ma'akoves, so there, since only one matona is ma'akev, so long as you makabel the share of one hazoya in a keli, that's already considered you have a kde hazoya. And even though you need to be mashim, that's only lechatchila, but by the evidence, only one maton is ma'akev, it's considered you have a shear of kedeh hazoya. But al kaponim, we learn from Rashi, the Rashi holds that sometimes by some korbanos, then you need to have more than the shear of one hazoya. Chatois apnimios, only when you have all seven is it considered you have kedeh hazoya. The Mishnah of the Melech in Perek Dalet Ma'isa Korbanos Halacha Ches is medayek from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kol hazvochim shekibel domam pochos mechde hazoya lo yiskadosh adam." And it's mashma the way the Rambam says it that this then applies equally to all the zvochim, and there's no chiluk between chatois apnimiyos and all the other korbanos. From here, the Mishnah Melech learns that the Rambam shita is that the din of pochos mechde hazoya is only pochos from one hazoya, but the minute you have one hazoya, the halacha is the kiddush is chal, the avoid is chal. And he explains and he says that really in the makor of the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, we learn it from the pasuk of the tabal badam, and the Gemara says, the tabal comes to mamayit v'loy maspig, that you must have a shir tvila, and not that you have to wipe off the sides of the keli. And the Gemara says, badam means actually badam shir tvila meikara. The badam just tells us that this shir tvila, which we learn from the tabal, must have been there from the very beginning, says the Mishnah Melech. Now from the word of the tabal, there's no mention of how many azois, it just says you have to have the shear of one tefillah, and if so, the pasuk badam which says that this shear must be there meikara is also only talking about one hazar, and it's from here that the Rambam learns that what's ma'akev in the Kabbalah is only the shear of one hazar, not like Rashi Shitta who holds you have to have the shear of all the necessary hazois which are ma'akev in the Korban. Rashi then continues in Diba Maskel Badam Mai and tells us another chiddush. He tells us that this din of kibul pachis mechdei azoya b'chli zeh or pachis mechdei azoya b'chli zeh is possible even if afterwards you went and you were ma'arav the two kelim together. So even though now b'shas the hazoya you have all the shir hazoya in one keli, but since l'chatchili you were makabel in two different kelim, that creates a psul and prevents you even from being ma'arav the two kelim afterwards. The Karen Oir over here says that Lulei Devar Rashi, one could have understood that the Pasuk's only coming to be Mamait and to tell you that you can't do the Hazoya from two different Kelim. So if you're Makabal in one Keli Gimel Hazoyis and another Keli Dalad Hazoyis, you can't do the Hazoya from this Keli and then afterwards from this Keli. But if you're Ma'ar of the two Kelim together, possibly it would be kosher. But from Rashi we learn Nisht Hazoy. And the Karen Oir says, and so Abba Achreinim and Madaik and the Rambam, since the Rambam doesn't stress this halacha, and he doesn't say, even if you were Chayz Ma'arav, this would be mashma that the Rambam holds, if you were Ma'arav the two Kelim afterwards, it would be kosher. And they bring that the Rambam in Furush, in Per Yud Gimel Ma'is HaKorbanos, Halach Yud Beis, where there the Rambam is talking about, if you were Mechalik the Koimetz, and when you, after the kmitza, you put the koimetz into a keli, you first split the koimetz and put one half into one keli and another half into another keli, well, that's also considered pachos mechdei hazoya. There the Rambam says that the din is that it doesn't become kadosh, but the Rambam adds and says, v'chozer makadosh. So from here, the Achrayim learn in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the din is that hu adin by dam, when you makabel pachos mechdei hazoya b'chli zeh, or pachos b'chli zeh, you can be chozer and ma'arav. So the pshat in this machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam is, the Rashi understands that once we said that this Kabbalah is a Kabbalah psula, so it comes out that the dam was really nishbach, because since the dam being in this klisharis wasn't a good Kabbalah, so this klisharis is just like the ritzbah. And as we know, the din is that nishbach menatzavah la ritzbah, it's possible. And therefore Rashi says it's not going to help you to put the two kalim together, because the dam has already become possible, because since this Kabbalah was a Kabbalah psula, so it has a din of nishbach. Whereas the Rambam holds otherwise, the Rambam holds that here there won't be a din of nishbach. And the Achrayim would give two biurim to understand why there wouldn't be a din of nishbach. The Mikdash Dovid in Simin Zayin Tzvikot and Beis explains that the din of nishbach is only when there was a Kabbalah psula. Whereas over here from this pasuk which we learn in the Tavav Adam, which says you must have a Shia Hazoya, that only says that when you don't have a Shia Hazoya, then it's a chasaron in the Kiddush. and it's not chal the din of kiddush kli shoreis. But as far as Kabbalah is concerned, the Kabbalah was niskabel in the kli, and if the avoid of Kabbalah was an avoid of kshera, just normally b'shas the Kabbalah that becomes kodesh straight away. Over here, since you don't have a shir hazoya, so even though you have the avoid of Kabbalah, but you don't have the kiddush kli, and it's for the kiddush kli that one has to have a shir hazoya, and therefore holds the Rambam, that so long as you're Makabal in the Klishares, then the Kabbalah, you're Yoitza. And if as far as the Kabbalah is concerned, that's why there won't be a din of Nishpach, because it has a din like Nishpach. Minakli ala Ritzpah, where the din is Oisfoy Bekosher. It's only for the Shir, for the Kiddush, we need to have a Shir. That's why the Rambam holds, you can go along and be Metzarev, Mima'arev, the two came together, and now have a din of Kiddush. That's one Mahalach. And according to this Hezbollah, it's very geschmack, because Rashi in Dibra Maschil, Padamai, Rashi says, the Chavza of the Erev, mi have a Kabbalah oiloi. So the Brisker was Mataiak in this Rashi, the Rashi's Mashma, that it's not just a din, that for the Kiddush we need to have a Shir Hazoya. Rashi's Mavor, we need to have even a Shir Hazoya for the Avoid of Kabbalah. And since for the Avoid of Kabbalah you have to have a Shir Hazoya, and over here when you are lacking that Shir, then it's Chosr in the Avoid of Kabbalah. And that's why Rashi is very good, where Rashi Lishitosi holds that there will be a psul of nishbach, because it's not considered the Kabbalah Kshera, and therefore there's a psul of nishbach, and that's where Rashi holds that even if you're Ma'arab afterwards, it's posul. Whereas the Rambam, according to Rabbi Kishtovitz's understanding, it's only a psul in Kiddush, and that's the Lashon of the Rambam, which the Rambam says, when he says the din of pochus michde azoya and perigdalad alochaches, the Rambam says, lo niskadei shadam. Which is mashma, it's only chesaron and Kiddush, not a chesaron and Kabbalah, and that's why the Rambam holds, you could go along in Yichoyz and Ma'arav. The Karen Oira says a different mahalach. The Karen Oira understands that the reason why there's no psul of nishbach over here is because the psul of nishbach is only when the dam is nofal ala ritzpa. Since when the dam is nofal ala ritzpa, instantly this dam becomes posul. That's when there's a psul of nishbach. Whereas over here, when the chatchili yu makabel poches michdei azoya niskeli, right now it doesn't yet become posul, because since you can always add and be makabel more dam and be mashkel mashir, therefore, Avada, even a Chatchila doesn't become Postal, says the Karnoira. If the Dam Chatchila didn't become Postal, then even afterwards won't become Postal. And that's why you can go along and you can be Ma'ar of the two Kalim together. The Nafkamina between the Havon of the Mikdash David and the Havon of the Karnoira is, what will be the din if after you Makabal Pochas Mechde Azoya, then it was Nishbach Alaritzpa? So according to the Mikdash David, since he understands that being Mekabel, Pochus Mechdei Azoya on a Kli, is considered a Kabbalah Kshera, so if afterwards it's Nishbach Al Ritzpa, even before you Ma'ar of the two came together, it'll be Kosher, because it's considered Nishbach Min HaKli Al Ritzpa. Whereas, according to the Karen Oira only says that being in the Kli, Pochus Mechdei Azoya, that's not a Psul of Nishbach, but you're still holding before Kabbalah, and therefore, if it's going to be Nishbach, from this kli, which is Pachas Mechdei Azoya, onto the Ritzpah, then there will be a Psalm of Nishbach. And so says the Karen Oira Mefurish in Menachos of Zayin Amud Beis, that when it's Nishbach from the kli, which is holding the Pachas Mechdei Azoya on the Ritzpah, the din will be to be possible. And the Emma says the Karen Oira is a big Chiddush, because since the Gemara darshens the Psalm of Nishbach, that one has to have Dam Me'apar Yikablenu, that the Kabbalah has to be directly from the Par, so how can the Karen Oira go and say that over here, when you're Mekabel Pachas Mechdei Azoya, so there's no psul of nishbach, and therefore you can pour this keli into the other keli, and then it's chal avoid of Kabbalah. But surely, in the second keli, you're not being mekabel the dam from the par. But so says the Karen Oira. So those are the two mahalchim, if we accept that the Rambam Shita is that you can be ma'ar of the two keli together. But there are other achrayim in the Mishnah Lamelech, over here in Perek Dalad Alochaches, takes on for Dovah Poshut. The Rambam also holds that Grashi, that if you're choyza ma'arav the dam from this keli, the dam this keli, avada halacha is going to be posel. And because of this, the Mishnah Melech has very difficult, the Rambam per yud gil ma'isach korbonus, halacha yud beis, where there the Rambam says that by koimetz, the halacha is when you chilek the koimetz into two kelim, so it's not kadosh, and the Rambam says, v'choyzu makadosh, says the Mishnah Melech, he doesn't understand, since the whole din is learned from dam, and by dam the halacha is that nishbach min atzavra l'ritzpo posel, so over here as well, since the Kabbalah which you makabal, the koimetz in each keli, was a Kabbalah psula, there ought to be a psula of nishbach. And therefore the Mishnah Melech leaves really tzorachion to understand where did the Rambam learn that by koimet it's going to be, if you're choyzer makadosh, it's kosher. So Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, over here in Perek Yud Gimel Aloch Yud Beis, Reb Chaim is medayek that since the Rambam, only by mincho the Rambam says choyzer makadosh, in Perigud Gimel Aloch Yud Beis. Whereas in Perigud Dalad Aloch Ches, when he's talking about the dinner, when you makabel dan bochus mechde azoyo, then the Rambam doesn't say that b'chayuz are makadish. So the Reb Chaim's bedak, why is it that only by koimetz the Rambam says it and not by dam? So Reb Chaim explains and he says that really the makar of nishbach, as we know in Gemara, that chofei, the Gemara says, we learn this from dam me'apari kablenu. That it's halacha, the avoid of the Kabbalah Saddam must be Kabbalah direct from the par. And yet the Gemara seems to go and say, in Menachos Daf Chof Hei, we learn out that who had in the same psul of Nishbach applies by Koimetz. Now even though by Koimetz, there is no din of Kabbalah. And yet the Gemara seems to compare it. Says Rabbi Chaim, Bal Kochav, we're going to have to go and say, that avad of the psul of Nishbach to have a psul in Kabbalah, that's not shach by Koimetz. But still, at least we can say that who had in by Koimetz, the din is that one has to have the avoid of the Matan Keli immediately after the Kmitza, and one can't have the Koimetz in a Mokoim Acher, in a different Mokoim. If so, says Rabbi Chaim, when you go along and you makabel pochis michde azoy bechli zeh, and pochis michde azoy bechli zeh, bishlem by dam, says Rabbi Chaim, if you're going to afterwards go along and try me ma'arav the two kelim, then since lemaisa you weren't makabel from the par, therefore it's going to be a psul of nishbach. Whereas by koimetz, here says Rabbi Chaim, since it's not a psul in the Kabbalah, it's just a halacha, the koimetz may not be in a mokim, which is eino mikoimoi, here Rabbi Chaim says it's different. And Rabbi Chaim gives two hesberim why the kmitz will be different from dam. The first hesber he says is because after the kmitza, the mokoim of the koimetz should be biyodoy of the koyin until he does the matan keli. So says Rabbi Chaim, when he's going to put the koimetz now into chatzi of the koimetz, a miktzas koimetz into a keli, since that loch is that poches mechdeh azoya, it's not kadosh. So really the mokim of the mincha should still be biyodah shel koyin. If so, says Rabbi Chaim, holding the koimetz in the klishores is no worse than the yad of the koyin. It's still the koyin holding on to the koimetz. It doesn't have to be dafkin his yad. It can be in the keli in his yad. And that's why it's still considered b'mokim yodah shel koyin. And that's why there's no psalm nishpach. Second hez, what Rabbi Chaim says is, that since were you to put the koimetz into a keli, and afterwards, first do miktas koimetz into a keli, and after you put the second miktas, then Avada would say that a mafreya, the first koimetz also becomes kodosh. Why is that? Because since the klishoris is the mokum where you're meant to be mekabel the koimetz, therefore being in the klishoris is its mokum. And if so, says Rabbi Chaim, it's not shaykh, even when you mekabel pochis mechdei azoya, and we'll say that the kiddush isn't chal immediately, but it can still, we won't be able to say that this is considered nishbach. Because nishbach is only when the koimetz is in a mokim, which is not its mokim, like on the ritzpah. But being in the klishore, since it's considered its mokim, even if the kiddush is not chal, there will still not be a psul of nishbach. And therefore, when you take the koimetz and your choizer and mekadosh both together in one keli, that's why there won't be a psul of nishbach. Mashenkin by dam, even you can be ma'ar of the two kelim, it's still chosan, it's not considered the kabbalah in apar, and that's why dafke by koimetz you can be choizer and mekadosh and not by dam. So to sum up, we really have three shittas over here. Shittas Rashi is, and that's how the Mishnah Melech understands as well, that every time you have to have a shir, the shir has to be from the very beginning. And if you're makabel chatchila, either dam or koimetz in two kelim, then the chayrut can be possible to go and be ma'ar the two kelim together, both by dam and by koimetz. And the Mishnah Melech b'naim tzorchino the Rambam. The other shittah, the other extreme, is the shita of the Karnoira and the Rusameach and the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that both by Dam and by Koimetz, the Halach is, you can always be Chayzim Arab, and there's no Psal of Nishpach. Adonai, Mekdush David understands, because the Chassan Shir only shares the Kiddush, but it doesn't disturb the Avoid of the Kabbalah, or like the Karnoira understands, that never being in a Klishoros can be a Psal of Nishpach, and that's why you can be Chayzim Makadosh both by Dam and by Koimetz. Rab Chaim is making a Pshara, and he's Medak, the Rambam only says Chayzim Makadosh by Koimetz, because then the Psal of Nishpach is only when the Koimetz is in a different mokoim, and over here it's not considered a different mokoim, either because you're in the yad of the koyin or because you're in the klishores. Whereas by dam, with the halach is dam e'apari kablenu, there has to be direct kabbalah from the par. Here the halach is you'll never be able to be choizim arav, because whenever you be choizim arav put into the second keli, that second keli is not considered the kabbalah from par. The Gemara continues a few lines down the Amud, and the Gemara says, from the Pasuk Min Hadam, this teaches us Min Hadam Sheba'inyan, and Rava explains, this comes to be Mai, that the Shiraim Sheba'etzba are Pasul. So once you've done a Hazar, then you won't be able to use the Shiraim and the Etzba for a new Hazar until you do a second Tefillah. And the Gemara brings from here a Raya to Balaza that says, Shiraim Sheba'etzba are Psulim. Now the Rishkrav Shteltzach, he says that it's mashma in the Gemara, that this is Rabbi Lazar's Chiddush, and we learn this from the Pasuk of Min Hadam, that this teaches us Yimuchoyev is going to do a new Tevila for every Hazar. He asks, this is a Mefurash Mishnah in Pora Perigim Mishnah Tes that says, Al Kol Hazal Tvila. So it's not a Belozos Chiddush. We already know this from the Mishnah in Pora. And the Rambam writes the Perish Mishnahs that we learn this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'tov Al V'hizo, which teaches us for every Hazal, you mechuyev to go into Tvila. And in the Teras Kernim, we find that the same din applies as well to the Hazois v'chatois apnimiois, that from the Pasuk which says, V'tov Al V'hizo, we learn Al Kol Hazal Tvila. So if so, firstly, it's not a Belozos Chiddush, because we already know this from the Mishnah in Pora. And secondly, we don't learn this from the Pasuk of Min Adam, we learn this from the Psukim of Atov Al Behiza, which is both by Pora Adumo and by Chatois Apnimio. So how is it that the Gemara over here seems to say we learn this from the Pasuk of Min Adam? So asks the Briskerov. And he says from here we learn there's really two dinim. There's two halachas over here in the dinim of how you do the Hazar of the Pora Adumo and Dam Chatois Apnimio. The first halacha taka tells us that you mechuyev to go and do for each Hazar new tevila. And after you did one Azor, the Aloch is before you go ahead and do the new Azor, you have to go and do a new Tevila. But as far as the Aloch is concerned, that would only say that you're mechuyev to go and do a new Azor. But it doesn't necessarily say that the Dam on the Etzba from the previous Azor becomes possible. Should you be able to go along and do one Azor, and then afterwards do a new Tevila with the Dam from the previous Azor still on the Etzba, do a new Tevila, and then go and do a second Azor. Even though in the second Azor you're still using the Dam, the Shiraim of the previous Azor, because the Pasuk is only telling you, you mechuyev to go and do another Tevila for every Azor, but it doesn't create a psul on the Shiraim of the first Azor. That's what we had, we only had the Pasuk of a Tov Al-Hizor, I'll call Azor Tevila. For that we need the second Pasuk Min Hadam, to go and say that not only do you need to have a new tevila for the second Azor, but the Shiraim from the previous Azor is possible for the second Azor. That's what we learn from the second din when Adam Shebeinion, that the Shiraim of the Etzba is possible. And that's a Chiddush V'Asugya. About it from the Mishnah and Paro, we take a learn from the Pasuk of Ahizah V'Tobal, Al-Kol Hazor Tevila. Comes along our Gemara and Rav explains the Pasuk in Adam Shebeinyon that Shiraim Shebe Etzba Psulim, and that's what the Gemara brings arrive from here to Rebbe Loza. And that's why the Hemshech of the Gemara says that as far as Din Kibbutz is concerned, had we only had the first Pasuk, then the Din would be, you would still be Chayav Kibbutz because the Dam Shebe Etzba is still kosher for the next Azor. Okay, you have to go and do a new Tevila, but the Dam itself on the Etzba could still be kosher for Azor. And it's only after we have the second Pasuk in Adam Shebeinyon which tells us that the Shiraim Shebe Etzba is Pasul of Hazor, that's when the Aloch is, you won't be Chayiv Kibbutz on the Shiraim Shibetz, because that dam is now no longer Roy for Hazor. Rebbe's Ma'orer, that from Rashi, it's not so mashma like the Shtickle de Briskerov, because Rashi did by Maskel Shibaini, and Rashi says that we learn from the Pasuk, Shetzorach Lachzor Belitbel Beetzboy Al Kol Hazor Tvila. So it's mashma and Rashi that we're learning from the Pasuk, there's the Chi of Tvila for every Hazor. Now that's Shver Lachayra, because now we already know from the Mishnah and Parah. So Rashi is the Chayra Tzorach Biur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.